from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the Huddle on the Morning Shift.
The ESPN rankings from the NFL position by position roll on. Obviously, this is Jeremy Fowler. He's been doing this. We've talked about, what, three different positions at this point, Bo? We talked about Chris Lindstrom and his ranking at number two. Who else did we talk about?
We talked about quarterback. Jesse we talked Bates. About, you weren't here last week. We talked about safeties.
Okay.
What was that? Was that Monday or was that Friday? I can't remember.
I think I was in that
I can't remember either what day it was. I think Mike was – he might have been here, though.
No, I thought it was Tribble.
Maybe it was.
So. Anyhow, so the corners
Mike
come
was probably
out.
Just listening to us talk about it.
That might have been what it was.
Couldn't you know, help but listen to me when he was off.
Throw the earbuds in. You know, I love listening to you talk. So Jeremy Fowler comes out top 10 corners. Now, look, there are – and I know that I am so guilty of this because I do this every Tuesday. There are kind of three tiers here. He gives you your top 10 corners. And these are ranked by executives and scouts and coaches from the other teams. All right, so this is not Jeremy Fowler's opinion. This has a little bit more merit to it than that. But he has his top 10, and I'll go over those in just a second. But our own A.J. Terrell lands outside the top 10 and has an honorable mention. Now, the honorable mentions are guys like Marlon Humphrey and Trevon Diggs. Let me give you the top 10 real quick. Pat Surtain, Denzel Ward, Sauce Gardner, L'Jarius Sneed, Jalen Ramsey. 6 through 10 is Trent McDuffie, Jair Alexander, Jalen Johnson, Devin Witherspoon, and Derek Stingley. So A.J. Terrell, not in the elite of the elite, but lands somewhere just outside of that. Bo, I know that you had a certain feeling about this. I don't have that much problem with it.
I have two feelings on it. A, I think the lack of interceptions is why he's out in the top 10.
For
it
sure.
Also shows you why he is a top 10 corner, because he made this list without producing some gaudy numbers, which a lot of these guys on the list have. And sometimes that's due to pass rush and other things around you. But the fact that you put a guy like Sauce Gardner at 3, I think Sauce Gardner is extremely overrated. In fact, I love what one personnel guy said about him, saying one of the most overrated players in the league, you could call holding on him every play. And AJ, you can't. But Sauce Gardner literally makes his money by holding. He is a very physical, grabby corner.
A handsy corner, if you will.
And I think AJ is able to do it without some of that physicality. It shows you just how good of a cornerback he is. I don't have a problem necessarily with him not being in the top 10, just based on the production.
No, you make a good point. And I think the other thing with AJ is he's such a good fit here, right? Guy went to Westlake, big Atlanta guy. He's really active in the community. I mean, we've heard Terry Fontenot talk about ethos and all these things,
such a good,
right?
Yes,
he has talked about how this locker room and the makeup of these character of these guys is a really important aspect to everyone they're bringing in. And I know they brought in AJ Terrell before Fontenot was here, but that's a big part of what he brings to this team as well.
Yeah, I tend to agree. And look, I mean, we covered a ton. There was not an interception from a corner on this team last year, right? You had Richie Grant. You had, obviously, Jesse Bates. I think you had – did the Landmine have one? I think he did as well.
Yeah.
Maybe a defensive tackle here and there. But you haven't had one by a corner, and it's been a while. And so that always is the question about A.J. Terrell. And I understand what people are saying, well, they're throwing away from him, doing all these different things. Even the best in the NFL at least had one. You know what I mean? And so I'm okay with it. Look, it's not Jeremy Fowler's list. Like I said, these are scouts, coaches, personnel, people that really watch film and know football that are kind of ranking this list. So honorable mention, womp womp, I guess, a little bit.
I think Trayvon Diggs is overrated. He's an honorable mention. And the fact that, you know, Trayvon Diggs actually might be where he should be.
He kind of goes with Deron Bland, who plays opposite to him, and Deron Bland is not in either one of these. He's in others receiving votes.
Well, Diggs is a risk taker,
right?
But he also and because of that, he gets burned a lot,
right?
And so I think that's. But his production got him there. There's some good corners. I mean, I think L'Jarius Sneed is better than four. Honestly, I mean, you can go through the list.
Wow.
I think Jalen Ramsey is better than Sauce Gardner. I think sometimes names carry players in rankings, but from some of these personnel guys.
Well, I think a lot of it, too. I mean, we talked about this when they ranked the quarterbacks, right? It was Aaron Rodgers is like number seven on that list or number six, and right in front of him is C.J. Stroud. And you would talk about two guys at two very different points, but you have to give Aaron Rodgers, like he's got four MVP trophies, a little bit of merit because he's definitely been there before. So it is what it is. I think you throw it out there, you see what their responses are. There's probably a couple guys that honestly don't deserve to be on this list, to your point, but I don't know. I'm okay with him sitting there right there at honorable mention.
Well, and like you guys said, it's what have you done for me lately, especially with the Aaron Rodgers versus C.J. Stroud comparison there. That's what I think they have the quote here from one of the NFL personnel evaluators that they interviewed. I love the player, the size, and the coverage ability, but where's the ball production? What has A.J. done lately in that category, like you guys said? Maybe not showing up in that way.
Yeah. And that's the only problem, to Kelly's point, with asking these personnel guys, is it subjective.
So opinion-based.
They all look for, you know, some of these guys are looking for things that fit in what their coaches and their GM wants, right? Hey, guys, like, hey, you look down in New Orleans with, what's our boy, Dennis Allen. Like, he wants his cornerbacks to be like Marshawn Lattimore, like Sauce Gardner. Up on you, handsy, kind of physical, off the line, that kind of stuff. And those kind of guys, you can call holding every single play on those types of the Marshawn Lattimore's of the world. AJ doesn't play that style. So if you are looking for that, you might turn around and, like, the scout that really just crapped all over Sauce Gardner. He goes, no, I don't like that.
Right.
That's not what I want. So he's not high to me.
I would be curious to know how many scouts and executives this was. I remember, like, there was a list that came out about SEC coaches, like, I don't know, 8 years ago, and it was asking a bunch of people, personnel people, and all this stuff about maybe it was other coaches, not just head coaches, but assistant coaches, who's the most overrated coach in the SEC. And of course, the headline was, other coaches in the SEC say Nick Saban is overrated. And really, it was like they interviewed 50 people, and I think one person said that Nick Saban might be a little bit overrated, and his reasoning was, nobody can possibly be as good as they say he is, which was strange, but to my point, I would love to know how many executives in the NFL they actually talked to. Was it 10? Was it 100? You know what I mean?
I would have loved to have been across this chair from the guy that said that about Saban.
Well, now, granted, now this was probably some point in the middle of 2014.
Oh, so it was only, what, three national titles in. Or
yeah.
four, three at Alabama.
Probably
what
they're
going to
name the stadium after him.
Probably three lost to, like, Ole Miss and a couple times back-to-back or something like that.
It's just hilarious when people say crap like that.
Well, it's the middle of the off-season. Training camp hasn't started. What else are you going to talk about?
Right.
What are people going to click?
Talking
these kinds
season.
Of articles.
Talking season. I'm here for it.
Talking.
Yeah, exactly. I will go through this a little bit. The others receiving votes. Deron Bland, who, how many pick sixes does this guy have last year for the Dallas Cowboys? But to your point, a lot like Trevon Diggs, where kind of a risk taker. You got J.C. Horn from the Carolina Panthers, D.J. Reed from the Jets, Darius Slay from the Eagles, Joey Porter Jr., who I think, look, still young, can really evolve. And Martin Emerson Jr., actually from my hometown and my high school, so up there for the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, before we go to break real quick, some news down in our division by the team we absolutely hate, the Saints. Looks like Ryan Ramczyk is going to be out for the entire season now. He was supposed to start on the PUP list. Ian Rappaport reported at some point overnight that he's out for the season. I think this is the end of the career for him. This is a big setback.
Yeah.
Not bad news if you're a Falcons fan, but it's terrible news for Ryan Ramczyk and for the Saints, honestly.
This is also why they had to jump up and graft a tackle in the first round the way they did. This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. Coming up next, you know what time it is. It's Fair Foul Friday. Here's a little hint. How about this? The Hawks will make a move before the Braves or the Atlanta United. The Hawks will make a move before the Braves or Atlanta United.
You don't answer now?
No, I don't. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back in just a minute with Fair Foul Friday. I'm mic'd up. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.